I am this community, Clavia, keeping an eye on Virginia's General Assembly with Senator Donald McEachin. He represents the 9th District. Senator McEachin, good morning.
Good morning, Clavia. How are you?
I'm good. I posted a story about students voluntarily praying in schools and getting involved with religious activities on school property. What's the latest?
Well, of course, Senator Carrico is putting through the Senate Bill 236 that purports to give students that right. But you know what, Clovia, that is the biggest misconception and the most frustrating misconception that I see that the public has of the right to pray in schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I once had a school administrator tell me that as long as there are exams and tests in schools, there will be prayer in schools. The ban on prayer in schools has never been about the student. It has always been about a teacher-led prayer. Because frankly, I don't need a teacher praying for my children. Or leading my children in prayer. I want to teach my children how to pray, which I pray that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to be able to pray in a manner that they feel comfortable with. Someone from another faith tradition might decide to lead a prayer that might be offensive to someone else.
Right.
That's the ban. It's on government-led prayer or teacher-led prayer in this case. So, again, bills like this only further the myth that students can't pray in schools. Students can pray in schools. They do pray in schools, and they have every right to do so.
All right. Senator Donald McEachin, thank you so much for clearing this up. And read the full bill, SB 236, right here on the website.